The Olympic Years, a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1992, Barcelona.
Hoy, 25 de julio del año 1992, declaro abiertos los Juegos Olímpicos de Barcelona, que celebran la 25ª Olimpiada de la Era Moderna.
Summer of 1992, Los Angeles has erupted into violence following the acquittal of four white police officers accused of beating black motorist Rodney King. The incident was captured on videotape and widely shown on TV.
Peppers are extremely frayed. A coffee shop right in front of me is billowing with smoke and there are flames in there. I can see them at, I would imagine, 6 feet, 7 feet high. There are other buildings which are being set on fire and windows are being smashed in front of me. People are demonstrating their anger. They're just breaking things up.
In 1992, IOC President Juan Antonio Samaranch brought the Olympics to his native Spain, which marked the first renewal of the Summer Games since the fall of communism in Eastern Europe and the reunification of Germany in 1990. A record 10,563 athletes from 172 nations gathered without a single country boycotting the Games. Both Cuba and North Korea returned after 12 years, and South Africa was welcomed back after 32. Germany competed under one flag for the first time since 1964. 12 nations from the former Soviet Union joined forces one last time as the unified team. Yugoslavia were not allowed to compete as a nation due to United Nations sanctions, but they were allowed to send individual athletes. This was also the year the IOC threw open the gates to professional athletes after 96 years of opposition. The Chinese were to dominate the women's swimming events, taking 4 gold and 5 silvers, leading to accusations of widespread drug taking by their team. All their swimmers, though, passed the IOC drug tests, and it was Yong Zhu Hang who won the blue ribbon, the women's 100 metres freestyle.
20 metres to go, and Jenny Thompson's class is beginning to tell, but in lane two, Yong Zhuang of the People's Republic of China is up there as well. It could be a Chinese victory to start the swimming in the Olympics. The touch goes to Yong Zhuang of China in 54.64 seconds. Gold for the People's Republic of China. In second place, the pre-race favourite Jenny Thompson. And third and bronze for the 14-year-old German Franziska van Almschick.
Matt Biondi returned to pick up 2 relay golds in the swimming pool to take his overall tally to 11 medals, 8 of which were gold. But it was Alexander Popov of the United team that was the real star, winning both the 50 and the 100 metres freestyle.
They're coming up to the 75-metre mark and Biondi's in front. Is he going to do a Johnny Weissmuller and win the back-to-back 100 metres as he did in 1924 and 1928? But Popov is coming back at him. Popov is going to take it. Biondi's beaten. Popov is going strongly. Popov in lane four. Oh, yes, Popov is going to take it for sure. 49.02. Biondi beaten into fourth place. Second is Stefan Caron of France. What a wonderful swim in lane two. Third, John Olsen, the danger man, as I thought he might be.
Thomas Darney of Hungary also continued his remarkable record of winning gold medals at every single major swimming championships he'd competed in since 1985 by winning the 200 and 400 metres individual medley, becoming the first swimmer in the history of the Games to retain his Olympic titles.
Barcelona.
Oh, Ireland had its greatest day in the Olympics since 1956 in Melbourne, when firstly Michael Carruth took gold in the welterweight boxing division, beating the world champion Juan Hernandez of Cuba in the final.
Referee steps between them. There's 10 seconds to go. Carruth fights his way back into the body again of Hernandez. Hernandez can't get those big long hands going, and the bell goes as they end up exchanging right hands, and Austin Carruth comes in to embrace his son. Michael Carruth is the champion of the Olympic Games. Michael Carruth is the champion, the champion, the champion.
Wayne McCullough was expected to follow suit in the final of the bantamweight division against another Cuban boxer, Yoel Casamayor. However, McCullough had to be content with the silver medal.
It's another of the famous McCullough last rounds, chasing after Casamayor. The Cuban has to give ground. Soon it'll be the Hooter. McCullough, you were magnificent. A wonderful last round by Wayne McCullough against an excellent Cuban. And the Irish fans in the stadium stand up to their champion, and why not? And he congratulates Casamayor. And the winner is Casamayor.
Impressive athletic stadium in Barcelona, Carl Lewis earned his 7th and 8th career gold medals, with a 3rd consecutive Olympic win in the long jump and an ankle leg performance on the American 4x100 metres relay team that helped establish a world record.
It's Carl Lewis who has the lead from Nigeria and Cuba. It's going to be gold for the United States and Lewis. It's silver, I think, for Cuba and bronze for Nigeria. And it's a world record, 37.4. The world record has gone once again. The Americans celebrate. Mike Marsh, Leroy Burrell, Dennis Mitchell and Carl Lewis have broken the world record once again. 37.
In the legend of fairy tale comebacks, Gail Devers of the United States, whose feet had nearly been amputated by doctors in 1990 as a result of radiation treatment for Graves' disease, won the women's 100 metres.
Away they go, and they get away first time. The two Jamaican runners side by side, Cuthbert and Otti, but Prevalova is starting to come clear. Prevalova of the unified team has the lead, and they go across, and it was actually Gail Devers who surged through in the closing stages. Prevalova ran a great first 60 metres, but Gail Devers of the United States called them all on the line. The time, 10.82, into a 1 metre headwind. It's gold for the United States, gold for Gail Devers, and I'm afraid to say that once again...
The men's race was won by Britain's Linford Christie, who at the age of 32 became the oldest winner of the men's 100 metres in Olympic history.
They're on their marks again, waiting to start. They're in the set position. This time they are away. Christie well away. So too was Mitchell. Mitchell got a very good start, but it's Christie on the pickup. And it's Frankie Fredericks. And in the inside lane is Frankie Fredericks. Christie's got the goal. Christie got the goal from Fredericks. And a brilliant finish. He stormed through in the last 20 metres. Stormed through. He's got the dream he's always wanted. The time is 9.96. The clock has stopped. He's absolutely delighted. That is his life dream complete.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. Yeah, they say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
In another part of Europe, the Bosnian capital Sarajevo, Serbian guerrillas have launched a mortar attack on a crowded market square. It came during what was supposed to be a ceasefire, while hundreds of people queued for bread.
I saw about 20 people lying on the street, you know. Everything was covered by blood. I saw a girl without legs. She was screaming, you know. I saw my professor on the street. He was asking for help. They wanted to buy a bread, you know. And the bomb killed them all.
The European community is now considering imposing sanctions against Serbia. British Prime Minister John Major.
Their purpose is to persuade the parties back to the conference table. We shall keep up that pressure for the sake of the innocent victims and for the sake of peace and stability throughout the whole of the Central European region.
Gymnastics Hall, Vitaly Sherbo of Belarus competing for the unified team won 6 golds, while China's Fu Mingxia, just 13, won the women's platform diving gold, becoming the second youngest person to win an individual gold medal. Ukrainian pole vaulter Sergei Budka, who dominated the sport for the past decade, was the heavy favourite in Barcelona, but remarkably he failed to clear any height and failed to even make the final. The US men's basketball team, full of NBA professionals, were the dream team in Barcelona, which included in the ranks Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, and they blasted their way to gold with a comprehensive win over Croatia in the final. Americans' men team took bronze in the volleyball behind Brazil and Holland, but in an earlier round they had a game awarded against them when Japan entered a protest which was upheld. The Americans registered their own protest by having all their hair shaved off in the Olympic Village barbershop. The 1992 Olympic Games in Barcelona. The games of Alexander Popov, Linford Christie and Gail Devers. Next week, 1996, Atlanta.